There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We are blessed because of you, our fine listeners. Whether you're tuned into the mothership, the voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandad, AM 1100 The Flag, the patriotic blowtorch of the valley, KTGO 1090 Radio, Tioga, Williston, Watford City, or 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. We are so glad you are there. Thank you so very much. Hey, listen, I have in my hand one of six VIP tickets for WeFest that comes with box seats. VIP box seats, and you get your VIP hospitality wristband that gets you free beverages and a hospitality tent. Then you sit down to take in Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert and Rascal Flatts and Dierks Bentley and Hank Williams Jr. and Jake Owen and all the fun tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night at Soup Pass Ranch in beautiful Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. And I'm literally holding it in my hand. We have six of these. These are VIP blue section box seats. All right? They are one heck of a good deal. And for $250, which is half price, which you would pay for the face value of these, you can be a last-minute participant in WeFest 2015. That is tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. So I just found out about this half-price deal and thought I'd tell you our fine listeners. We also have some three-day tickets where you just get in the gate, and those are half-price for like $87 for all 3 days. A one-day ticket is $50, also some VIP individual camping, which is $62.50. But the VIP box seats are $250 for all 3 nights, and we have six of them, four together and then two together, in the VIP blue section. But you not only get the concert and the seats, you also get the hospitality and the great parking, and the whole thing's incredible. Sound good? Here's the number. Marie is waiting for your call at 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200, extension 3. Okay? But I imagine they're going to go pretty fast. That's a pretty darn good deal. We learned an interesting little tidbit from the folks at WeFest that Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton, you know, were booked over a year ago. And over a year ago, they said, we'd like them to perform on the same night. And whoever their agents are said, no, thank you. We want to be on separate nights. That was over a year ago, Todd, that they said they wanted to be on separate nights. And of course,
somebody knew something.
Yeah, over a year ago. And of course, now it's a big, you know, battle. So anyway, yeah, another hour of What's on Your Mind on the program, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. Jesse Veeder will be here a little later on in the program to talk about Watford City Rib Fest. We're going to be up there tomorrow. Hope you come by and say hi. We'll be in the Cloverdale tent downtown. So look for us. And also, we'll talk a little bit more about tonight's GOP presidential debate. But right now, we have a special guest, Wayne Stinson, the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, with us on the Newsmaker line today. Wayne, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Wonderful. Nice to catch up with you. Appreciate the time. How you been?
Not bad at all. Not bad. Thank you.
Busy as always, I see.
There's lots going on.
Yeah. Never a dull
moment. Always. Yep.
Never
a dull
moment.
Categories.
So the 2014 crime numbers are out, and I forget one of the last times you were on, you talked about, we were talking about some particular piece of it. We said, hey, when we have all the numbers, let's come back on, let's answer listeners' questions. So we're here to do that today, and welcome any questions or comments you have for Wayne, specific to these numbers and the stats that are out. And the number's really easy, 800-228-0550, Bismarck Mandan, local number 258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can text Todd your question at 701-226-8503. What's your headline on the report, Wayne?
Well, the headline is, for the first time in a little while, we've got good news and bad news. And the good news is really pretty good. And the bad news is something that I indicated earlier was worrisome, and it's an issue that we're continuing to direct our attention to. Let me first outline what these crime reports are, because there is a wealth of information contained in these several dozen pages. The Uniform Crime Report is a report that is required by federal law for each state to report all of the arrests in certain categories within their state. And they do that so that we can compare the safety and the law enforcement activities from one state to the next. And likewise, within North Dakota, we can see what's happening here in our state from year to year. So these are reports of arrests and other law enforcement activities that are compiled by my office and reported to the Uniform Crime Reporting Agency in Washington for that very purpose. And we've been doing this for several decades now. And so let's start with the good news, because sometimes when you get the headlines, we concentrate so much on some of the things that are worrisome and don't pay any attention to the things that seem to be going well. And one of the very good things that we're seeing in North Dakota for the first time in a long time is that the number of aggravated assaults have gone down. Now, they've only gone down a little bit, 1% statewide, but we have seen over the last 10 to 20 years a continuous, inexorable increase in the number of aggravated assaults. 15, 20 years ago, we were averaging 300 to 350 of those every year, and that was going up to where we were over 1,000, 1,100 aggravated assaults every year. I was indicated before, I was very concerned about those numbers, because they involve some of the most serious crimes that we have. For the first time, though, in several years, that number has gone down just a little. It went down 1% statewide. But I'm hopeful that what that will represent is a plateau and a continuing decline in the area of aggravated assault. So that's one area of good news. The other area of very good news is that the number of DUI arrests and the number of DUI convictions have both gone down, and that has happened since the legislature enacted the new DUI laws together with the 24/7 sobriety program in 2013. Those numbers of DUI convictions in North Dakota from 2013 went from 4,000 in that six-month period for the first part of 2013, went down by 500 and has continued to go down. Now we're at 2,800 convictions from January to June of 2015. So that's a remarkable reduction in the number of DUI offenses. All of that, including the fact that in North Dakota, of course, we have a growing population. We have more people out on the roads, especially in North Dakota, particularly out in western North Dakota. There's a lot of people out driving, but it seems to indicate that perhaps the message about the DUI rate in North Dakota being too high is something that is taking effect, and we're having some good results that are being shown from that. Likewise, the number of DUI alcohol-related fatalities on our highways has gone down remarkably since those new laws were enacted. And so that's a sign of good news for safety on our highway.
Larry in Bismarck has a question for our guest, Attorney General Wayne Stengen, with us today on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. If you have a question or comment, go ahead, Larry.
Good morning, guys. Stengen, I was just wondering, do you see much coming through for complaints, and do you prosecute the people that basically defraud, like the owner-operator truckers, out of pay they deserve and have earned out in the oil patch? I know I've been a victim of it, and I know a lot of people, and some of those guys get away with hundreds of thousands of dollars and just disappear, and I never hear anything where those people are sought and arrested and prosecuted.
Well, and they have on that? Great point. Of course, we don't do that. If they're criminal violations, by and large, with few exceptions, criminal prosecutions in North Dakota are conducted by the locally elected county state's attorney. And so if you feel that there's something that involves a criminal violation for those very reasons, you need to get in touch with them. If you have a complaint that involves a Labor Department complaint, I would urge you to contact the Labor Department and see what they would do and see what they can do for you. But if there are companies, too, that are doing those kinds of things on a regular, perpetual, persistent basis. I would like to hear about that.
Well, I know several instances where individuals I've spoken to, and they've been defrauded anywhere from a few thousand to 10,000, 15,000. And I know there's been what they call brokers, you know, they'll subcontract. And they'll walk away with a $250,000 that paid out and just disappear. I actually have it collect some of my money from one of the aggregate suppliers that still hadn't paid all the money out, and the guy just got all he could and just disappeared.
Okay. I mentioned, sir, to you two possible things you could do, either through the Labor Department or through your local state's attorney. But we have, through our Consumer Protection Division, put some businesses out of business who are, for example, not licensed contractors, who are taking advantage of consumers by collecting money for them for projects for their home repairs and so forth that they never do. And so if you've got some information that you could provide for me,
hang on one second, if you would, Larry and Wayne both. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more with Attorney General Wayne Stengem on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Hey, past the hour, we're brought to you today in part by our friends at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. Yes, they do. Not only the parts, they always have the parts you're looking for. That's the bottom line. They just have it. That's why we say Heedalls has it. And if it by some chance isn't on the shelf, they have it in a warehouse, and usually the next day you've got it, so it really comes quick. But in addition to the parts, they have the people. Really, really good folks in all of their locations. They're hard to pick, actually, when I say, who am I going to talk about today? Because I've had some great conversations with so many of these guys, like Eric Buck. Alcott of Dickinson is a good example. And, you know, he's had other family members that have worked for Keedles, and that's not uncommon, where they have family members that that are, it really is a family, and they really enjoy the work. And I think he was in Dickinson. His older brother actually was in Dickinson for a number of years, now in Bismarck, and now Eric's out in Dickinson. But, you know, whether it's work on the counter or, you know, getting out and meeting folks and delivering, a lot of great service that comes from the good folks at Heedles. And is he a car guy? Few vehicles, you know, few vehicles. He has a few, 98 Ford Mustang. What else? His first car, he told me, was an 86 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. He liked that older body style, kind of like the older Monte Carlos, you know, like those a bunch. So enjoyed that a great deal. So if you see Eric in the Dickinson store, make sure you say, hey, sweet ride, that Cutlass Supreme. He also has it. Not only the parts you need, but also great folks as well. More of our conversation now with Attorney General Wayne Stengem on What's on Your Mind. So just to finish up for our previous caller, a best suggestion for him would be to contact you at the office. Would that be right,
yeah,
Wayne?
Yeah, I gave him some contact information during the break here off air. So we'll see if there's anything we can do to help Larry.
All right, sounds good. You know, one takeaway I took away, and Chad and Fargo's up next here in an off-air call we're going to get to in a second. One headline stuck with me. I watched the entire press conference when you announced these numbers, which you just gave us a pretty good summary of. And, you know, a few things have you go, uh-oh, I don't like that, right? And that's a bit troubling. But you said something to the effect of North Dakota remains one of the safest places to live in the Union.
And, you know, and that's exactly true, Scott, that I think that we need to make sure, especially when we look at these numbers, and I will tell you that these statistics are on our website. They cover several dozen pages, very important, useful, and fascinating information that anyone can go and look at. We report just the bare statistics that come in from local law enforcement agencies. We're going to roll out a new web application, by the way, by the end of this month or early next month that will allow people to go through and sort all the information in any way they want, by jurisdiction, by gender, by any demographic statistic they want to look at and kind of sort through the information and make their own analysis. But of course, I've been doing this for a long time, and I have my own perspective on what these numbers mean. So I want to turn, if I can, just to the area that I talked about being very worrisome for us, and that is the number of drug arrests that we're seeing in North Dakota, because those numbers have essentially doubled in the last 7 years. From about somewhere around 2,000 to 2,100, we were averaging every year before 2009. Last year, there were precisely 4,000 drug arrests in North Dakota. That's something that's very concerning to me, and especially because I know that the complexity and the quality of the drug cases that we're seeing in North Dakota are much more severe than they have been in the past. In the past, we were likely to see small amounts of drugs coming into North Dakota, and only then, after they worked their way up to various middlemen coming all along the way from Mexico and elsewhere. Now, increasingly, we're seeing large amounts of drugs coming directly from the cartels in Mexico and from gangs in California directly up here to North Dakota in ever-increasing amounts, and by people who are very often, more often than not, heavily armed, which is a real concern for all of us in law enforcement, for the safety of folks who are out there every day working to make sure North Dakota stays safe.
Chad and Fargo, you're next for Attorney General Wayne Stengem on What's on Your Mind.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you.
I got a question for you. When all the illegal immigrants and all that, they're being held in by the Obama administration, and that they are trying to create their own little Sharia laws and all that, so how is North Dakota going to handle that?
Well, we're going to enforce our laws in North Dakota. We're going to do so vigorously, and we're very, you know, I know what's happening on the national level. We don't do that here. In fact, there was a report you might have seen that erroneously indicated North Dakota was a sanctuary state, that for through some erroneous reporting, I don't know if you saw that, but I wrote off to our friends at the Immigration Customs office to take great exception, and they agreed that North Dakota is very cooperative with them because we take our law enforcement responsibilities very seriously here. We're going to enforce our laws, and we're going to do so vigorously because that's what all of us in law enforcement have taken an oath to do.
Champ, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Here's one that came in off the air.
This is a question for your guest, Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Last time you were on with Pat Finken as the guest host, you were talking about the drug task force and the drugs and so forth that was being confiscated out in western North Dakota, the people being arrested, and also that there were firearms that were being collected along with the arrests. What I'm wondering is, since Mexican cartel outlaw motorcycle gangs are involved out there, are any of these firearms that are being confiscated being tied back to Fast and Furious down on the southwest U.S. border? Thank you.
You know, I can't answer that question directly, whether it came from Fast and Furious, but I do know that we see firearms that are very powerful and very frightening kinds of firearms that causes a great deal of concern. We've been working. Fortunately, I have a very good relationship in my office, and local law enforcement does too, with our U.S. attorney, acting U.S. attorney Chris Myers. We established the Bakken Strike Force that is going to be concentrating on just these kinds of offenses. We've been working diligently to do that and to also assure that we're prosecuting the cases as well. The legislature, too, I should mention, was very generous to my office as far as enforcement, especially for drug enforcement and human trafficking, adding 11 BCI agents for the purpose of doing just these kinds of things. In addition to that, they appropriated $9 million for local law enforcement grants that we're using to assist in providing for additional staffing out in western North Dakota and additional equipment so that we can assure that our goal of making sure we have adequately trained and properly equipped and affordably housed law enforcement out on the streets every day is realized. We're also concentrating both through the Bakken Strike Force on prosecution, and some of the drug enforcement funds that the legislature appropriated will be used for assisting in prosecution, because we need to make sure not only are we arresting people, but that we have the staff on hand here in North Dakota and the local state's attorney's offices to actually prosecute them.
Appreciate the call as well. We unfortunately are out of time here. Christian in Fargo, I'm not going to get to your call. We're going to have Wayne back possibly as soon as next week when we try and schedule some more time to chat with him. We're also trying to arrange a talk radio town hall so we can maybe do a full hour.
That would be nice. And again, ag.nd.gov, and anybody can go and look at any of these statistics and information, because it really is a wealth of very interesting information. Go to our website, click on the tab that says crime statistics, and you can get all the information we talked about and show what's been happening last year in North Dakota and over the course of the last several years.
Sounds good. Wayne, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it. North Dakota's Attorney General Wayne Stengem with us on What's On Your Mind. Back to your calls after your short timeout. Don't go away. The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want? They'll get it. Any model. At Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now they're texting me. They're supposed to text Todd. They being you, our fine listeners, you can text Todd with your questions, folks, on the program we call What's On Your Mind, 701-226-8503. Or you can
call me. For being persistent and clever, you know. I mean, don't text all of us. Go ahead. Text everybody you know.
Text Todd. Call Scott. Text Todd. Call Scott. Telephone number to call us is 800-228-0550. In Bismarck, Mandan, 258-0550. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The text I got was, do I have to buy all six of the WeFest VIP tickets? This is America. You don't have to do anything. Right? You don't have to do anything. No. The answer to your question is no. As long as there's tickets left, you can buy whatever you'd like in the way of the numbers. I will tell you this, though. I believe two are already gone, so only four are left on the WeFest, the VIP tickets, and they are half price. Actually, everything's half price, but the VIPs are what are in. You can buy one. If you went up to WeFest right now and said, give me a VIP, you can't buy them. So blue section, was section 3, row 24, if you're familiar with WeFest. There are now four left in the VIP parking, but you get the food and the, you know, hospitality and the parking and the, you know, the great seats, the box seats, and it's $250 for 3 nights per ticket. So, it's Blake Shelton, Miranda Lambert, Rascal Flatts, Hank Jr., Jayco, and Dierks Bentley, all half price. So, it's more than the concert itself. It's the seats, it's the parking, it's the food, it's, you know, everything. If you just want a 3-day pass to get in the door, that's half price, like $87. 1-day ticket is $50. VIP, everything half price over what you would pay if you go there. Just keep it like that. So, if you're interested, you need to call Marie. Don't text Scott. Don't text Todd. Don't call the show. Just call Marie. She'll take care of you. At 855-1776, extension 3 for Marie. It rhymes, so you'll remember. Christian Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Another beautiful day in a free country.
It is. How about that?
I have about a 15-second diatribe.
I'll set the timer. It's all yours. I'll shut up and you go for 15 seconds.
I've been on stage in front of drinking people for about 30 years. Alcohol is a dangerous, nasty, dirty drug that can kill you. It can kill you in a very, very short time. You go into a bar and slam 10 shots of whiskey, you can be dead in a half an hour. I don't know if they include alcohol in the drug arrest statistics, but they should. Because it is a drug. It's a nasty, awful drug. If it was invented tomorrow, it would never be made legal. That's all I have to say.
Interesting point, Christian. Don't know the answer to that. Be a good one for when we do have Mr. Stengen back on. I would imagine they're separate, but I understand the premise of your question. You know, on that point, I don't know how closely folks have been following this debate going on in the city of Fargo right now, because the city of Fargo owns the Fargo Dome where the NDSU Bison play. All right, and there's a Fargo Dome Authority, and then there's city commission members, and then there's the university, which is actually just a tenant, really, in the city-owned building, right? And NDSU President Dean Bresciani has gone to the Fargo Dome Authority, a fellow by the name of John Paulson, and said, Mr. Paulson, I want to be able to serve booze in the suites of the Fargo Dome. This is according to Mr. Paulson. The request came from the president of the university, okay? And I think somebody said, all right, we'll look at that, but boy, how do we do it just for the suite holders and not for other people? And so they've been debating, okay, maybe we do a beer garden. Now, evidently, according to Mayor Tim Mahoney in today's Forum News Service reporting on this, Tim Mahoney, the mayor of Fargo, has been talking to NDSU President Dean Bresciani about a proposal in which they would say anybody anywhere can have beer. They can sit anywhere, but we're going to limit it to two beers each. Now, I am not a fuddy-duddy in the sense that, I don't think that, you know, alcohol being somewhere is a bad thing, right? In other words, I think alcohol used in moderation is just fine. What Christian's talking about is definitely a worry, and I think it happens, and it's something we need to recognize, and there ought to be limits, young children, things like that. You need to be careful, right? But I think the vast majority of the time, you know, the best thing adults can do is show how a product can be used responsibly, right? And so in that case, it's okay. What I'm really confused about is in the case of NDSU, you know, this is not something they mess around with at campuses, right? At campuses, more and more restrictive of alcohol. It's not allowed in the residence halls. You know, you can get written up, everything else, and they want to send the right message. But then in our football games, it's okay in tailgating, which, quite honestly, again, I think is fine responsibly. I love tailgating, and I've seen a lot of people be fine. I've also seen complete idiots. So, that you know, there's that whole argument. But now you're taking it inside as well. I don't know. I'm just really surprised that the president of NDSU has this obsession almost with getting, you know, the use of beer sales expanded into more of the Fargo Dome. I understand the suite holders, and I suppose if he wants to serve it in his suite, doesn't look good if he's not, you know, I don't know. It seems a little odd for the very reasons Christian's bringing up there. Do you agree or disagree with me? You tell me. Jamie emails, what is our attorney general planning on doing to stop President Obama's refugee mandate here in North Dakota? Sorry we didn't get to that question for him. We just didn't have enough time. And we have a heck of a time scheduling Wayne Stengen. I have to tell you, it's tough. We work with Liz in his office, and you know, he must be one overscheduled dude because it's not easy, and we always have to fight for more time. I did hear him say he'd like to do a talk radio tunnel and take more questions and more time, and we off-air talked about something next week related to the EPA and their recent ruling. So, you know, maybe we'll be able to do something next week. But I apologize we didn't have more time. It does go quick and a lot of ground to cover, but that is a good question for him. We've been reporting on that all week long here. And, you know, there's a larger-than-normal number of refugees coming into North Dakota, and most of them in Fargo, some in Bismarck, some in Grand Forks as well. And they're coming late in the year. The schools are getting late notice about these students joining, and it is mandated as part of a quota from the White House and the State Department. So I have questions about that, too. I do. We have lots of folks that have called, and we haven't gotten to off the air here yet, so we're going to do those. In the meantime, if you want to call, 258-0550 or 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind Today on the program. Jesse Veeder coming up at the top of the hour here, so stay tuned for that as well. We'll go ahead and roll some calls that have come in, Todd.
Scott, I will not be watching the debate tonight because you can't have a debate with 10 people on stage. All you're going to hear are talking points because nobody's going to have time to say anything.
I hear you. Yeah, I mean, it's challenging to have 10, but what's the alternative? You know, have somebody pick the top three or the four and have a real debate? I mean, I guess the real debate comes as this thing narrows down. It's early in the process, but that wouldn't cause me not to watch, for crying out loud. Here's another. Go ahead and roll it.
Yeah, hey, just want to change the subject here for a little bit. Today is the anniversary the 70th anniversary of us dropping the bomb on Hiroshima and signifying the day that we actually won World War II. So just wanted to give a shout out to all the veterans out there, and you know, we're thinking of you, remembering you. And while the loss of life on this day 70 years ago is regrettable, it's how we win wars. We ruin the war for that government. We crush the people of our enemies, and they in turn make it unpopular for their government and their leadership to continue the war. And sadly, our leaders today think that winning is a bad thing, and we can't win because that's unfair to the losers. And that's one of the problems that we have with society today. You know, there needs to be definite winners and losers. And today, 70 years ago, the United States won. So just food for thought. Thanks. Have a good day.
Very good food for thought. How many grandparents are out there in this world because of what happened on this day? That saved a lot of lives. I know people don't often think of it that way, but how many people came back that wouldn't have otherwise come back from that war but for Hiroshima? I also have a dear friend, Father Bill Sherman, married Maria and I and baptized our kids and was up at St. Mike's in Grand Forks for 26 years, great pastor. Been at Newman Center at NDSU for a lot of years, too, but just a really neat guy. And whenever we talk about the state of America and, you know, where we're at and everything else, he said, hey, I was at Hiroshima. I saw nothing but smokestacks. Nothing. I mean, Japan, after that bomb was leveled, that's a country on its knees, right? We're fine here. Be optimistic. Always good advice from a sage pro, one of the best. Mike in Grand Forks, what's on your mind? Are you there, Mike?
Yep, I'm here.
What's on your mind?
The whole alcohol at the Fargo Dome thing?
Yeah.
I don't get why it's an issue. Why doesn't somebody just call the Ingolstadt Arena and say, hey, how do you guys do it? They've been doing it for over 10 years, and they haven't had much problem. Yeah, anytime you serve alcohol, you're going to have some issues. But I think if you're tailgating before a football game and getting tanked up before you go in, because you know once you go in, you can't get anything, that's a whole lot more alcohol problem than if you have a restrictive two-drink limit in the building and people aren't getting tanked up before. So Ralph's been doing it for more than 10 years. Why is this an issue you need to study? Just make a phone call.
And but the prime example of just private enterprise versus the public, because the Ralph Ingolstadt Arena is owned by a foundation that is separate from the university, and they just make decisions and go. You know, universities and city governments sit there and hand-wring over it. And my only thing is this new change, that what's being prompted is all coming from the president. And again, on a campus that is dry, you know, it seems a little odd to have this sort of gung-ho, we want alcohol in more places than the dome. But I do agree with you that it can be done. No question about that.
Yeah, and it's a little different because you don't tailgate before a hockey game. It's like minus 10 in February. So you're not going to be out tailgating before a hockey game.
I'd like to try that sometime, actually.
I have no problem with them serving at an off-campus venue like the Fargo Dome. I could just call the Ralph and say, hey, how are you guys doing it up there? It's not hard to mimic the policy.
I will zip a text to the fine mayor of the city of Fargo, a fellow by the name of Tim Mahoney, and give him that fine suggestion. Maybe they could they could add that to the mix. Yeah.
Have a nice day, guys.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Put that on your speed dial, would you? So you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at S&S Motors in Watford City, North Dakota. I love my truck. I actually downsized a little bit from a Ford F-150 now into a Ford Explorer. And the gas mileage is great. And you know what? I just told Brand, I said, could you find me a white Ford Explorer? Boom. Like 3 days later, sends me a picture. What do you think of this one? Great price. Great deal. I had like 30,000 miles on it. 2011. I'm like, sold, you know? That's the kind of stuff they'll do for you. Check out their lot, snsmotorsinc.com, virtually, if you want to check it out. Or stop and see them in Watford City, like I'll do tomorrow. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Twins fans, it's the last chance to join the Twins Fun Bus Caravan down to the Twin Cities and Target Field to see the Minnesota Twins take on the Texas Rangers. 12:10 game, Thursday, August 13th. We'll leave Fargo at 7 a.m. Return right after the game. It's only $129. Includes a great seat behind home plate, your coach ride down, and breakfast from Sandy's Donuts. We'll be live with What's on Your Mind, in or out, to Minnesota Twins Baseball. Thursday, August 13th, it's the Fun Bus. Call 855-200-1776, extension 3, for your tickets.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for five. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder or crunch, 99 cents. Sour punch candy, 59 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or 2 for $10. And PetroServe USA work gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji. From Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Immigration tacos and budget cut fries are on the menu tonight for one of our listeners. The family are planning to treat the debate like the Super Bowl. Immigration tacos and budget cut fries on the menu. That's creativity, isn't it? I love our listeners. You don't have to do anything in America you don't want to, except buy insurance under Obamacare. Well, I'm sorry, I forgot that little tidbit. You did catch that. Yeah, you're exactly right. And one other caller we didn't get to. Todd, you want to roll that as well here? Or no? Okay. That's right. We'll get to it a little later. How about that? If you, by the way, are a viewer
of KX4 and Valley News Live. I am guest hosting for Chris Berg on his Point of View show tonight. And Senator John Hoeven, former North Dakota Governor and U.S. Ag Secretary Ed Schaefer on the debate, by the way, as well as our next guest here on What's On Your Mind, Jesse Peter, will all join me on that program, 6:30 tonight, so check it out. We're talking Rib Fest on the What's On Your Mind program. We might talk a little bit about it, a little bit of everything on TV, including the Voices of Watford campaign, but I just wanted you to know what is happening at Rib Fest with the chairperson of the Watford City Rib Fest, the one and only Jesse Peter. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Yeah, good. I'm getting ready to head the car a little west and a little north and be there before I know it. So I'm looking forward to you guys really do up Rib Fest nice. Kind of for folks that know street fairs, it's sort of like street fair and Rib Fest together, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's one of our best events in Watford City, and people look forward to it all year. We pack Main Street with vendors, food vendors, craft vendors, kids' games, entertainment, and then, of course, ribs. So we have like 3,000 people on Main Street celebrating Rib Fest and sort of the end of summer. So I'm excited about it. It looks like it's going to be nice weather, too.
And we have the PBR deal, too, the Not the Beer, the Rodeo, right?
Yeah, we're having the PBR the next day on Saturday at the fairgrounds, and that's a fundraiser for our Keene Rural Fire Department, so that will be really fun.
And Sawyer Brown?
Sawyer Brown will be a part, it's a kind of a separate event, but in the same day as Rib Fest, so after you enjoy Rib Fest, you can go down to the fairgrounds on tomorrow night and see Sawyer Brown in concert as part of the Bash on the Grass event that they have. This is the second annual. So we have a lot going on this weekend. It's going to be a fun one in Watford.
So if folks are planning, you know, their Rib Fest weekend in Watford City, when do things crank up? Give us kind of the schedule.
Sure. And you can see the full list of the schedule on WatfordCityRibFest.net. But we kick off the party on Main Street at 10 in the morning. So you can kind of check out the vendors and if you want, get some food right away in the morning. But then we have the classic car and truck show that will be running all throughout the day. And kids games and the inflatables start at noon and go until 8 p.m. So you can bring the kids, get their face painted. They also get a chance to vote on their favorite car as well. So that's kind of fun. And throughout the day, downtown businesses will be throwing out deals on ping pong balls. So we throw those out into the crowd, and people can get different discounts on from businesses all throughout town. And then at noon, we kick off the music with the Burning Hill Singers from Medora. And then we have a kids games or kids showdown at 1 p.m. So all of the kids in the community can come up and dress in their favorite Western gear, which is really fun to see them all dressing up. And that's really an exciting time for them. We also have some other bands coming in, getting out of Dodge out of the Williston area. Christy Golddaddy is coming. She's a Tennessee-based singer. She's from North Dakota, but she's such a great yodeler. She opened for me in Medora, and she's awesome. So I'm excited about that. And then we serve ribs at 5, and then my band will play from like 5 till 8. So we kind of have a big day planned. It's hard to fit it all in.
Oh, that's fantastic. And these ribbers are they know what they're doing, right?
They do. You know, we have over 20 teams registered. We have a lot of ribs being served up on Main Street, and we have a secret panel of judges that judge them every year. So it's a pretty prestigious title. They win $1,000. A lot of the teams are so community-minded that they give that money right back to the event, which has always been really nice. But we just have a lot of support for this fun, you know, friendly competition. But they're, you know, we have people from all over the country now, so we have judges from all over the country to get, you know, that kind of diverse palate. But a lot of Southern guys really, you know, take their ribs seriously, so it's going to be good.
It's going to be fantastic. Really looking forward to it. By the way, I can't have you on without plugging the Voices of Watford. That's a great campaign, and this is a good opportunity just to see Watford for yourself firsthand. But if you also can't make it, go to voicesofwatford.com and just to see more of these voices. That continues to grow, too, doesn't it, Jesse?
Yeah, we just finished another round of videos and interviews for Voices, really featuring a lot of our quality of life activities and our outdoor activities and our beautiful Badlands and our hunting and fishing, family events and things like that. So we'll have a new wave of videos up next week on Voices of Watford City. So I'm excited about that.
That'll be great as well. Should be lots of fun. So Watford City's the place to be tomorrow, and, of course, all weekend long, really, with the other things that are going on as well, and a lot of events, Troy Brown, the PBR Rodeo, and downtown, that fabulous, wonderful Rib Fest. And we'll be under the Cloverdale tent. We'll be right next to your mom's store there, aren't we?
Yeah. Stop in and say hi to her.
Right there. And that'd be on the corner of Main and what?
Oh, don't ask this local girl.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't. You just know where it is,
Between the hardware store and my mom's store. That's
exactly. Just a tish north of First International Bank of Trust. And also, by the way, if you can't make it, Cashwise has Cloverdale Tangy at $7.88 for a big $28 package and Rough Cut Bacon for $2.98 a pound at their locations as well, if you can't make it, in honor of Rib Fest. Thanks, Jesse. See you tomorrow, folks.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Alright, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.